The summer is underway for kids, and during the summertime period, obviously schedules change, the whole dynamic in a family sometimes will change with mom and dad still working and kids being home, and sometimes there's kids that just don't get the nutrition that they need. This year, again, Coldwater Community Schools sponsoring their summer food service program for kids, and joining us in the studio to talk about that and some other stuff kind of associated with it is Tamara Santora, who's the director of school dining services with Chartwells in the Coldwater School District, and also Dave Anderson from the Coach EB Youth and Family Center, because you're one of the host sites for it. Tamara, kind of tell us why these summer lunch programs are so important for kids.
The main reason is because hunger doesn't take summer vacation. When you have the school lunch and breakfast program during the school year, you know that the kids are getting at least two meals a day if it's needed. But when we send them home for the summer, where are they getting that meal?
Yeah. Well, you know, you talked about so many studies of how kids, if they have nutrition, get a good breakfast in the morning, do so much better in the classroom. And I suppose same kind of thing during the summer months, too, of them, especially maybe if they're going to summer school, if they're reading at home, or if they're trying to do other stuff, that still to have that proper nutrition, right?
Definitely. And breakfast is always the best meal of the day. It's the most important. It helps get our bodies moving and helps us to develop better.
Yeah. So this program is actually for kids 18 and under all around the area. And you've actually got a number of different sites you're doing this at, right?
Yes. We have 9 open sites this year. We've expanded every year that we've done the program. And this is our 6th year in the program.
Okay. Summer lunch, summer breakfast and lunch together. And there's some different dates associated with that. I know the whole list is on the Coldwater Schools website. But Dave, as we mentioned at the Coach EB Youth Center, you guys are doing lunch there, along with some other stuff too, right?
Well, yeah, we're trying to do anything we can to make sure kids know we're there. And Shanine Forrester helps us out on Friday nights when we do Friday Night Alive during the school year by doing like double Dutch jump or line dance lessons. Or yesterday she was playing with some little toddler kids. It was kind of fun to watch her with the jump ropes, and she said she got quite the workout. That was fun watching. And just anything to help, you know, the little younger kids feel more at home at our center, that they're able to get a meal and they're able to get some recreation at the same time.
Yeah. When you see those kids, and you know, you see kids from all walks of life coming here on Friday Night Alive or some of the counseling stuff, the other things you've done as a youth pastor, there are some kids out there that are falling through the cracks.
Exactly. There's not a program necessarily for every kid. They just, you know, their parents are hardworking and they're, you know, not always available during the day in the summertime. And that's part of the thing. When we built the center, we really didn't understand exactly what we were going to do until we figured out we just had to meet needs. And when Tamara brought this up about the feeding program, I thought, you know, that's one more thing that a young person, if they're hungry or they're, you know, need a place to go or be safe, we have, you know, the center open for them.
Yeah, some of the different sites, Lincoln Learning Center, Parkhurst Park, the Heritage Park soccer fields, the fairgrounds, district library, the high school, the middle school, and Max Larson among the different sites. And again, there are different times and days and things that are happening as far as breakfast and lunch go. But Shanine, I want you, Stephanie, to talk a little bit about this, adding that little, I don't know, say entertainment factor for kids, but connecting with kids in that respect, it kind of makes their summer go a little better, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. We offer, with the jump rope and the line dancing, just a chance to give them a little extra exercise and just let them be free and express themselves. After a nice lunch, they have plenty of energy to play with us.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you. A lot of people know you as a great singer around here, and you entertain in a lot of different places, including at the Senior Center quite a bit. But how'd you get into the jump rope and the line dancing thing?
Well, I used to work at the Fit Zone for Women gym, and just understanding how the exercise affected in my life, I opened an opportunity for the kids to come in and just to get them to move and express themselves freely. It's just a joy to work with the kids.
And at that age, they can still jump rope without hurting themselves.
Oh, yes. They're very agile. Yeah.
Well, it's again, and I suppose, too, it's a chance for them to build some friends, build some confidence for themselves, and, you know that someone else cares for them.
Yes, we enter the kids into the talent shows that are in the local area just to give them a chance to to do it for a reason, to have a chance to express themselves.
Okay,
I like it, too, because there's no video game involved. There they can go. Actually interact with each other.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at each other face-to-face kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Put the controller down, put the phone down, and just yeah. and do that a little bit.
Have some fun.
All right. Tamara, what's on the menu generally for the summer program for the kids?
With the Parks program and with the EB Center, we do a sack lunch, and we have our bagel, yogurt, and cheese, string cheese fun lunch is one of our main ones, and it's probably one of our most popular with the kids. And we also have a nacho fun lunch where, if you know what the Munchables are, we try and package some of our lunches like that, and then cold cut sandwiches. And to try and stay with a lot of our ethnic groups in the area, we do serve no pork products in any of our lunches that we serve during the summer. We do have turkey bologna, turkey salami, turkey ham, turkey breast to make up our different sandwiches. And like I said, we make sure that there's no pork products in them, so it's open to a wide variety of children.
All right. And this, for the most part, continues, depending on where, like Lincoln Learning Center, you actually continue this through almost the end of August then, right?
Yes, August 22nd. If we can get our counts going really good at the EB Center, we do plan to extend the dates for EB, instead of stopping on August 1st, we will go to August 22nd if we can get numbers up.
Okay. And again, folks, you can find out all the information is right on the school's website, coldwaterschools.org. Look for the 2014 Summer Meals Program. It gives you the complete list of where those sites are and everything for that. So what a great thing again this year that this is going on. And now even more collaborations within the community, that which is kind of key.
It's a wonderful win-win situation for the EB Center, the library, and us, because it brings awareness to all the programs all at one time.
Yeah.
Food and little exercises too. Well, all right. Great.
Yes.
Work it off.
Thanks for coming in. Shanine Forrester, Dave Anderson, and Tamara Santor with us in the studio to talk about the Summer Meals program in the Coldwater area.